Welcome to a new episode of the Elevate Your Vision podcast, a podcast about producing everyday tools and prototypes for people with visual impairments. In this episode, we present our Austrian partner, the Hilfsgemeinschaft für Blinde und Sehschwache Österreichs. In an interview, we would like to present the organization and its motivation to participate in this project. We would also like to highlight the benefits of this project for this organization. My today's interview partners are Stephanie Schwalko and Daniele Moreno from the Hilfsgemeinschaft. Hello, Daniele. Please introduce yourself a little bit and your function within the Hilfsgemeinschaft and, of course, the Hilfsgemeinschaft itself.
Hello, Jürgen. Yes, my name is Daniele Marano. I work at the Hilfsgemeinschaft, the Blinde und Sehschwache Österreichs, in the project department. Our activities concern projects in the area of accessibility. We try to tackle the issue of built accessibility, but particularly in the area of digital accessibility. These are my principal area of works. We have a national and European project, most of them Erasmus projects, and our organization strives to help people with visual disabilities and blindness. And this is why we hope through our project to deliver products and services that may help people to better afford and their life.
Okay, thank you, Daniele. Stephanie, now it's your turn. Please introduce yourself and your function in the Hilfsgemeinschaft and, of course, what is the motivation of the Hilfsgemeinschaft in this project?
So, hello. My name is Stephanie Qualko and I'm working in the project department of the Austrian Association in Support of the Blind and Visually Impaired. I've been working in this organization for 3 years. My area of responsibility includes working on and implementing projects. As our focus is strongly adult education, I also organize events such as summer schools to raise awareness. Regarding our motivation, in the case of work, we have learned that individual adapted aids are often of great importance and that there's not always an aid available for certain purposes. Also, not everybody has a 3D printer available or has the necessary knowledge to produce something with it. But is it really necessary? For our members who are blind and visually impaired, inexpensive aids make everyday life easier. Learning how to produce such aids using simple materials and means can make it much more easier. Producing prototypes with inexpensive materials and processes is particularly important when a required aid is not available on the market in the desired form. We therefore look forward to acquire and expand this knowledge as part of this project and learn from our partners, especially how to prototype with conventional materials at low costs. As part of the Elevate project, we are responsible for external communication and project evaluation.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Please, can you emphasize what is your intention in participating in the project? So that you offer some services for your members or that you make consulting for your members about prototyping? Just give me a background. What is the key part prototyping of this project as an actual service for your members? What do you intend to?
Sometimes members come to us with the question, yeah, you know, I need some kind of assistive device. Or do you know where I can get it? Or they have an idea for an assistive device that could support them or make their life easier. So then we will think together with these members how we can solve this. At the moment, we have got 3D printers at the Hilfsgemeinschaft. We mostly think about how we could 3D print something. But before entering this project, we almost never thought about using different kind of materials. That's why we're especially interested in this project, because it's a new approach for us at least. I mean, maybe we used some kind of stickers to mark something on a coffee machine or something like this, but I already heard about much more diverse and defined prototypes, and I really hope that we will learn and expand our knowledge how we can support and help our members to make their life easier.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Daniele, can you tell me what is the task of the Hilfsgemeinschaft in this project? What are you really contributing in the project as work?
Yeah, formally we have been assigned two working packages. The one is called dissemination, which pertains all the, as the word says, to inform members as much as possible in the community at a broader sense about the existence of these services or these projects, because I think the idea is to help people outside and not to develop just something for us. So dissemination is the tool which uses all channels like social media, websites, newsletters in order to be able to reach as many people as possible and to inform them about the valuable activities we are performing in the course of this project, and hopefully then also to empower people to be capable of producing this technical aid at low cost. So this is the area of dissemination, which has a relevance in informing and making awareness about our work, about our activities, and to reach as many people as possible. The second, let's say, more formal part pertains at the evaluation of the activities once a project has been submitted at European Commission's or the Erasmus offices. They are so-called key performance indicator, KPIs, which define the kind of people we would like to reach, the kind of the number of workshops that has to be performed, how many activities each organization has to deliver. And these activities we have set out in the application have some references, some indicators. In the course of our evaluation, we have to sort out and to survey, ask our project partners, how could they reach these key performance indicators? How was the task? How were the difficulties? What was good, what was more difficult in order to perform these different activities? And this would be then put in a report in the area of the evaluation of this project. So these are our main activities. One is the dissemination, and the other one is the evaluation of the results of the project. And we are very confident that this project will deliver very good quality and good activities that will be then helping people in their daily activities.
Thank you, Daniele. So we can say, as a matter of fact, it is also like for most of our project partners, also a win-win situation, that you contribute your expertise and on the other hand, you can use the project results as a benefit for your members and for your services as well.
This would be the scope of the project. We are here also, of course, to learn from other project partners and to give them these learnings also to our members, because we have to keep in the focus our members. These are the people for whom we are doing this project. As Stephanie Chalko said, we are trying to solve also some simpler situation of the daily life, which don't have any, let's say, assistive device you can buy in a shop. And for this reason, there may be some practical activities. Not all can be solved through 3D printing. There'll be also other kind of activities, other kind of materials we can learn to use. And then these learnings give it to our members so they can help also themselves in mastering better their activities or how to tackle their difficulties in the daily life.
Thank you very much. So, thank you very much for participating in this podcast episode. Best greetings to Vienna, and we see you soon. Bye.
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 Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or EPOS VZW. Neither the European Union nor the granting authority can be held responsible for them.